好，我们弟兄姊妹一同起立。我们今天证道的经文在腓立比书四章十到二十节，翻到以后我来诵读这一段上帝的话。腓立比书四章十到二十节，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了的。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。腓立比人呐，你们也知道，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人供给我的需用。我并不求什么馈赠，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳，所喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在耶稣基督里使你们一切所需用的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远，阿们。弟兄姊妹请坐。
兄弟姐妹主内平安。
平安平安。
我和我家人很高兴再次和大家在一起，我们非常感谢你们的支持和祷告。在主日学时间我会分享一下我们的宣教工作。现在让我们一起学神的话语。因为我还在学汉语，我会用英语讲道。
你可以用中文讲道，
好吗？好。
中文还是得用英文。
The Book of Philippians that we're going to study today is essentially a missionary update letter from the Apostle Paul to one of his supporting churches, the church in Philippi that he himself founded.
今天我们要来学习腓立比书。腓立比书根本上说就是使徒保罗写给支持他的宣教的教会的一封这个宣教的进展的书信。那么就是他亲自建立的腓立比教会。
So it's fitting that we learn from the example of Paul and the Philippians.
那么我们会来从腓立比教会和保罗来学习的这个榜样是非常适合我们的。
We will later look at chapter 4 verses 10 to 20, which details the Philippian support of Paul. But first, I want us to see the big picture of this letter.
那么稍后的时候我们会来看经文第四章的十到二十节，那么其中详细的描述了腓立比教会是如何支持保罗的。但首先我想给你们看看这封书信的全貌。
We can summarize the main theme of this letter with the words that we find in chapter 1 verse 12, advance the gospel.
我们可以用腓立比书一章二十节的一句话来概括这封书信的主题， 就是兴旺福音。
So let's consider three lessons concerning the gospel's advance.
让我们来思考兴旺福音给我们的三个教训。
Number one, the utmost priority of the gospel's advance.
第一个就是兴旺福音的首要任务。
Number two, the unstoppable progress of the gospel's advance.
第二个就是兴旺福音是不可拦阻的进程。
And number three, the united partnership of the gospel's advance.
第三个就是兴旺福音的联合伙伴关系。
So first, the utmost priority of the gospel's advance.
首先我们来看兴旺福音的首要任务。
So throughout this letter, we see that Paul's utmost priority is the advance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, deep and wide, in the Philippian church and in his own life.
纵观这封书信，我们看到保罗首要的任务是在腓立比教会和他自己的生命中更深入的、广泛的兴旺耶稣基督的福音。
That's his singular ambition.
这是保罗唯一的抱负。
What is Paul's utmost concern for these Philippians?
保罗对腓立比信徒最关心的是什么呢？
It's for their progress and joy in the faith of the gospel. Chapter 1, verse 25.
就是一章二十五节，就是他们在所信的福音上又有长进又喜乐。
And what is the urgent issue that Paul needs to address?
保罗需要解决最紧急的问题是什么呢？
Their unity in the face of opposition.That they are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. Chapter 1, verse 27.
他们在面对反对的这个合一，就是他们同有一个心力、心智，站立得稳，同心合意，为所信的福音齐心努力，就是一章的二十七节。
And why does Paul desire such unity?
保罗为什么渴望有这样的合一呢？
Because it is worthy of the gospel of Christ, chapter 1, verse 27.
因为这是与基督福音相称的，一章二十七节。
And such bold unity is not just for themselves, it's a clear sign of their salvation to their opponents, verse 28.
而且这种强大的合一不仅仅是为了他自己，也是向仇敌表明这是他们得救的明显的记号，一章二十八节。
So Paul seeks to advance the gospel more deeply in them so that the gospel would advance more widely through them to the hostile world around them.
因此保罗在寻求在他们身上更深入的兴旺福音，以便福音能够借着他们更广泛的传扬到他们周围充满敌意的世界。
And what about Paul himself?
那保罗本人呢？
Why is he imprisoned?
他为什么被监禁？
For the defense and confirmation of the gospel, verses 7 and 16.
为了捍卫和证实福音，就是一章的七节和十六节。
He is so dedicated to the gospel's advance that his reaction toward rivals who take advantage of his imprisonment to preach the gospel out of competition to hurt him is, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed.And in that I rejoice, verse 18.
他是如此致力于福音的传播，以至于他利用被监禁的机会来传扬福音。对竞争伤害他的对手的回应是：这又何妨呢？或是假意， 或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。一章的十八节。
Now imagine if some left this church to go start a new church just down the street named Philadelphia First Bible Reformed Church.
如果试想一下，有人离开这个教会，到街的对面去建立了一个名为费城第一圣经归正教会的新教会
PFDRC
PFDRC
What would you feel toward them?
你对他们会有怎样回应的感受呢？
If your utmost priority is like Paul's, you would also say, What then? Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice.
如果你的首要任务和保罗一样的话，你也会说，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我要欢喜。
And what is Paul's attitude toward his possible execution?
保罗对他自己可能被处决是怎样的态度呢？
For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain, verse 21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处，一章的二十一节。
Though dying and going to be with Jesus is far better, Paul feels the urgency to stay alive because there are peoples and places not yet reached with the gospel, like Spain.
虽然死后与基督同在要好得多，但保罗觉得自己有必要活着，因为还有很多福音未得的民族地方，就像西班牙。
He wrote years earlier to the church in Rome, where he is now under house arrest, in Romans chapter 15, verses 20, 23, and 24. He says, I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named,Lest I build on someone else's foundation.
就在多年之前，保罗写信给罗马的教会，那是他被软禁在那里，在罗马书的十五章二十节、二十三到二十四节，说道：“我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。”
But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain.
但如今，在这里再没有可传的地方，而且这好几年我却心想到西班牙的时候，可以到你们那里去。
Now, why Spain?
为什么是西班牙？
Because it is the westernmost region of the Roman Empire, the ends of the then known world.
因为那里是罗马帝国的最西端，是当时已知世界的尽头。
And his utmost priority is the gospel's advance as far and wide as possible.
他首要的任务就是将福音传到越远越好。
An early church testimony tells us that Paul did get released from this imprisonment, and he indeed brought the gospel to Spain.
早期教会的见证告诉我们，保罗确实从监禁中释放，而且确实把福音带到了西班牙。
Now it's this utmost priority that has led my family to go help bring the gospel to unreached minority peoples in China.
希望福音这样一个首要的任务促使我们全家前往中国，帮助将福音传给未曾听闻福音的少数民族。
For those of you who are new to the concept of unreached people groups, when Jesus said in the Great Commission, go and make disciples of all nations, ta ethne in Greek, he did not mean countries like the US and China, but all ethno-linguistic people groups.
对于那些还不了解未得之名这个概念的人来说，当耶稣在大使命中说去使万民做我的门徒时，希腊文是叫他 ethne， 指的并不是一个国家像美国或者中国，而是指所有民族语言的这个群体。
And of the over 17,000 people groups in the world, over 7,000 are unreached people groups, or we say UPGs for short.
在全世界17,000多个民族群体中，有7,000多个被称为未得民族的群体，简称 UPG.
UPGs have less than 2% Christians, too few to reach the rest of their own group.
在 UPG 的群体中，基督徒的比例不到 2%， 因为人数太少，无法向本民族和其他人来传福音。
And still over 400 people groups in China are unreached.
在中国仍有400多个族群是福音未得之名。
And currently, only about 3% of the entire worldwide missionary force is working amongst unreached people groups.
目前全世界只有大约 3% 的宣教士在未得之名的群体中做工。
As Christians, our utmost priority should be to see the gospel advance to all the people groups of the world, prioritizing those who currently have no opportunity to hear the gospel.
作为基督徒，我们最先考虑的应该是看到福音传到世界上所有的人群，优先考虑那些目前还没有机会听到福音的那些人群。
Now, secondly, let's see the unstoppable progress of the gospel's advance.
第二个，我们来看兴旺福音是势不可挡的进程。
Now, what we see through this letter is that there is much opposition to the gospel's advance.
那么通过这封书信，我们看到福音兴旺受到了许多的阻力。
This Philippian church is suffering persecution under the Roman Empire and from the so-called Judaizers who oppose the gospel.
腓立比教会正在遭受着罗马帝国和反对福音所谓的那个犹太教徒的逼迫。
Paul is imprisoned in Rome, having appealed to stand before Caesar to defend against false charges made against him.
保罗被囚禁在罗马，他请求在凯撒面前为他的不实的指控辩护。
So what hope do we have in the midst of so much opposition?
那么在如此多的反对之声中，我们还有什么希望呢？
Chapter 1 verse 12, Paul says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel.
腓立比书一章十二节告诉我们说，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事是叫福音兴旺。
Paul is exulting in the unstoppable progress of the gospel's advance, that in the sovereignty of God, all opposition and all obstacles only serve the advance of the gospel.
保罗为兴旺福音不可阻挡的进程而欢呼， 在上帝的主权下，所有的反对和所有的障碍都是为着促进福音的兴旺。
What has happened not in spite of but because of Paul's imprisonment?
到底发生了什么？不是因为保罗被监禁，而是因为什么呢？
Chapter 1 verse 13, it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard that Caesar's own elite soldiers and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ.
以致我所受的捆锁在御营全军，御营全军就是指凯撒自己的精锐士兵和其余的人中，已经显明是为了基督的缘故。
In chapter 4 verse 22, the end of the letter where Paul passes on final greetings, he says, All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household.
在腓立比书的结尾四章二十二节，保罗转达了最后的问候，众圣徒都向你们问安，在凯撒家里的人特特的问你们安。
Household members of Caesar, the most powerful man in the world, have become believers in Christ.
凯撒是世界上最有权势的人，在他的家里已经有了信靠基督的信徒。
In chapter 1 verse 14, Paul says, And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
一章十四节告诉我们说，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我所受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆的传神的道，无所畏惧。
And also, remember, during this imprisonment, Paul writes this letter to the Philippians, as well as Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon, which would become part of our Bible.
请还要记住，保罗在监禁期间还写信，写了这封信给腓立比的教会，同时还有以弗所、哥罗西书和腓利门书，这些书后来都成为我们圣经的一部分。
You see, the gospel advances because Paul is put in jail.
因为保罗被关进监狱，福音才得以传播兴旺。
We all remember the strict COVID lockdowns back in 2020.
我们都记得2020年 COVID 的严格封锁在疫情期间。
During the pandemic, many missionaries were painfully grounded and much work was painfully halted.
在瘟疫期间，许多的宣教士被痛苦地困在原地，许多的事工也痛苦地停止了。
However, not only didn't the pandemic stop the gospel's advance, it served the gospel's advance.
然而疫情不仅没有阻止福音的传播，反而促进了福音的兴旺。
Just to share one example,
我给你们分享一个例子。
We know how everything went online during the lockdowns.
我们知道在瘟疫封锁期间，一切都是如何上网进行的。
Well, mobile outreach exploded during COVID, getting the gospel to many more people through technology.
在 COVID 期间，移动式宣教扩展成爆发式的增长，通过这个技术将福音传给了更多的人。
More people came to hear the gospel perhaps than ever before during COVID through the internet, cell phones, and social media.
在 COVID 期间，通过互联网、手机还有社交媒体听福音的人可能比以往任何一个时候都多。
There's a church planner working among the Yao, a Muslim unreached people group in East Africa.
在东非穆斯林福音未得知名的群体中，那里有一位职堂的牧者竟然在瑶族中传扬福音的施工。
COVID restrictions prevented his team from going to the remote Yao villages.
COVID 限制了他的团队无法前往那个偏远的瑶族村庄。
So that forced him to come up with a new strategy using cheap cell phones with unlimited minutes for just 50 cents a day and $10 Bluetooth speakers.
这迫使他想出一个策略，使用这个每天只需要50美分可以无线通话的廉价手机和10美元的蓝牙扬声器。
Phones and speakers were distributed amongst the villages. Groups gathered around the speakers and cell phones. And then this pastor called and taught the Bible.
就是将电话和扬声器分发到村庄，一组组的人聚集在电话和扬声器周围，然后这位牧师通过电话来教导圣经。
He was able to reach people in villages hundreds of kilometers away.
他能够向数百公里以外的村庄的人传福音。
Hundreds of Yao people came to the Lord since the pandemic.
疫情爆发以来，数百名的瑶族归信了主。
And these new Yao believers have now traveled to other villages to share the gospel.
这些瑶族新信主的信徒还前往其他的村庄去传福音。
Without COVID, this advance of the gospel would not have happened.
如果没有新冠的疫情，这种福音的兴旺就不会发生。
You see, the gospel will not be stopped.
你可以看到福音不会被拦阻。
Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
马太福音24:14说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Now lastly, let's look at the united partnership of the gospel's advance.
最后我们来分享兴旺福音的联合伙伴关系。
What will it take for the gospel to advance to all the people groups of the world?
那么怎样才能使福音传播到世界上所有的民族呢？
A united partnership between missionaries who faithfully go to the unreached and churches who faithfully send them.
那就是忠心前往未得之地的那个宣教士和忠心差派他的教会之间联合的伙伴关系。
Paul and the Philippians' relationship is described as a partnership in the gospel, chapter 1, verse 5.
保罗和腓立比教会的关系可以描述为福音上的伙伴关系，就是一章第五节。
The Greek word for partnership is koinonia, which has a rich meaning.
在希腊文中，伙伴关系被称为 koinonia, 有着丰富的含义。
Usually it is translated as fellowship, but it also conveys the meaning of participating together toward a mutually shared goal.
它通常被翻译为团契，也表达了共同参与，实现共同的目标的那个意思。
The gospel's advance isn't just Paul's work, it is just as much the Philippian church's work.
福音的兴旺不仅是保罗的工作，也是腓立比教会的工作。
Now in this last section of chapter 4, Paul rejoices that the Philippians have generously met his needs once again.
在四章的最后部分，保罗为腓立比人再次慷慨捐助他的需求而欢欣鼓舞。
Chapter 4, verse 10, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me.
腓立比书四章十节，我靠着主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生了。
Paul is under house arrest, all at his own expense, so he is dependent on others for his necessities.
保罗被软禁，所有的费用都是他自己承担，所以他的生活必需品都要依靠别人。
Now he doesn't seek out any support.
现在他不再向外寻求任何的支持了。
Chapter 4, verses 11 to 13, he says, Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
我并不是因为缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况下都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Paul is saying, I can be content in all things, whether in plenty or in need, whether I have support or no support, through Christ who strengthens me.
保罗是说，靠着那加给我力量的基督，我在凡事上都能知足，无论是丰富还是困苦，无论是有支持还是没有支持。
But God richly provides for Paul's needs through the financial and spiritual partnership of this church, the only one to support him in this way.
但是上帝通过这间教会在经济上、属灵上的伙伴关系，丰富地供应了保罗的需求，而这个教会是唯一以这样的方式来支持他的教会。
Chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again.
腓立比书四章十四到十六节，然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。腓立比人呐，你们也知道，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人供给我的需用。
And chapter 3 tells us the church sent their member Epaphroditus to deliver their material and spiritual support in person when of course there was no mail delivery.
第三章告诉我们，教会差派他的成员以巴弗提亲自送去物资和属灵上的支持，当然那时没有邮递的服务。
This was an arduous journey of nearly 800 miles that would have taken at least 6 weeks to complete. And Epaphroditus became so ill he nearly died.
这是一段将近800英里的艰苦旅程，需要六周才能完成，以至于以巴弗提病重得很厉害，几乎要死。
And this was the length this brother and this church went to support Paul.
就是这位弟兄和这间教会支持保罗所付出的努力。
No wonder they brought him so much joy.
难怪他们带给保罗如此大的喜乐。
Now what's striking here is that Paul's focus is not so much on what he gets from them, but rather what they get, the church gets from giving to him.
这里引人注目的是保罗转重点不是他从他们那里得到了什么，而是他们从保罗的付出中得到了什么。
Verse 17, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit.
四章十七节说，我并不求什么馈送，所求的是你们的果子渐渐的增多，归在你们的账上。
Paul is giving them the opportunity with his ministry to invest their resources in an infinitely greater return on investment, ROI, than any stock, retirement fund, or real estate.
保罗通过他的事工给了他们机会将他们的资源投资在比任何股票、退休基金、房地产都要高得多的那个投资回报的那个 ROI 中。
It's an eternal reward you will reap as your giving helps bring peoples into God's kingdom.
这是你将收获的那个永恒的回报，因为你的奉献有助于将人带进了上帝的国度。
No wonder the Philippians were repeatedly eager to give, even out of their own poverty.
难怪腓立比人一直渴望奉献，即便是他们自己很穷。
And no matter how sacrificially they give, they still can never outgive God.
无论他们如何牺牲的给予，他们仍然无法超越上帝赐给他们的。
Verse 19, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
四章十九节说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在耶稣基督里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
You will never become poorer. You will only become richer by giving to the gospel's advance.
你们永远不会变得更穷，记着希望福音的奉献，你们只会变得更加的富有。
So invest your resources wisely.
所以请你们明智地投资你们的资产。
So let me close by asking you, how can you make your utmost priority the advance of the gospel through your life and resources to the unbelieving people in your life and to all the peoples of the world.
最后我想问你们，如果你们如何能够通过你们自己的生命和资源向你们生活中的不幸的人以及世界上所有族群的人兴旺福音作为你们的首要任务。
William Carey, who is known as the father of modern missions, he ministered in India for many years.
威廉姆凯瑞被称为现代宣教之父，他在印度宣教多年。
Carey pictured missions to unreached peoples as a coal miner going down into a deep mine that had never been explored with no one to guide.
凯瑞把未得之民的宣教比作一个矿工工人在没有向导的情况下下到一个从未被探索过的极深的矿井中去。
A daunting, even dangerous endeavor.
下到一个极深的这个危险的矿井中。
And he said to his friends, I will go down into the mine if you hold the rope.
他对朋友说，如果你们抓紧了绳子，我就下到矿井下去。
He took an oath from each of his friends that they should never let go of the rope.
他请求每个朋友都发誓，他们永远不要松开这个绳子。
So whether you go down into the mine to rescue people from spiritual darkness, or you hold the rope for those who go down, God invites you to play an important part in His gospel's advance.
无论是你下到井里，将人从属灵的黑暗中拯救出来，或是你为下到井里的人抓住那个绳子的人，上帝都邀请你们在福音传播的事工中发挥重要的作用。
Like Paul and the Philippian church, let's all play our part in partnership together.
就如保罗和腓立比教会一样，让我们一起发挥自己在福音中的作用。
Amen.
Amen.